It is a pleasure to talk to you. We have been singing your praises for years. You are clearly the better buffer.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you on. What is your normal day, obviously non-event day, like? What's a day in the life like for Bruce Buffer?
Well, you know, I can't give you an example with this week because I got back from Brazil. I finished that show in Brazil. 3 hours later, I'm at the airport, flying back, no sleep. Get back here Sunday night to get up 5 hours later in the morning to jam over to the Shrine Auditorium to introduce the new UFC game with the head of EA, Electronic Sports, Electronic Arts, pardon me, and Dana White himself and John Jones and Benson Henderson, and get that all going for the TV on Spike TV Live. Only to go back to start more work to get back up the next morning to go to the E3 convention and then spend 4 to 5 hours in the studio recording the UFC game, to go to a movie premiere last night, to wake up this morning to be on this wonderful interview.
Wait a second. We were talking about you being like the Dos Equis guy, the most interesting man in the world. Like, I was doing the research for this interview, and I'm like rolling through the things. Front and center at the UFC. High-level poker player, black belt, author, radio host. What else? We got Playboy. Like, this sounds like the life that every dude wants to live.
You know, when we grew up as kids, and here's my whole thing, guys. I don't believe I'm better than anybody else. I believe we're all created equal.
I think you're better than me. I think you're better than I am, Bruce.
Can't disagree. I just think it's about the paths we choose, you know. So if you choose a path, whether it should be the best CEO, fighter, actor, radio host, you know, author, whatever, announcer, just try to do the best job you can. And that's the way I approach life. And I approach life with passion. That's what my book's all about. But if you want to talk about an average day, usually I get up in the morning. I want to go train for a couple hours, you know, get a nice power breakfast in me, get all that out of the way in the morning, and then start work because I have a variety of different endeavors, which I passionately love to do. And you know, I have my family life and everything else, but when you're on the road as much as I am, you're only home 3 or 4 days a week, you know, because you're on the road 40 or more weeks a year. So you got to take that time when you can take it, but you got to take time for yourself. And like you mentioned, all those nice things and those praises, I guess all of us wanted to be James Bond when we were kids, and I had the pleasure of touching on that kind of lifestyle. I just don't have to kill anybody, so I'm a happy guy.
The voice of the Octagon, Bruce Buffer, here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, The Score, Television Network, coast to coast in Canada, UFC 161. I guess we should also mention,
yeah,
UFC 161, first time in Winnipeg is Saturday. Rashad Evans, Dan Henderson, main event. We talked to Dan Henderson yesterday. He is geeked up for this. Full disclosure, I'm going to ask you an extremely selfish question. Because you are as awesome as you are, and Tim and I get in fights constantly on this radio show. It's almost as if we need introductions before said debates. It's almost as if we need a level of professional announcing before the debate begins that can both set it up properly and get the audience going. Do you think you can help us today and give us a Bruce Buffer-esque intro?
Oh, this would be awesome.
To whatever debate we may have.
I think I can help you out. I think I can help enhance the event. I think I'm going to do it to the point that you guys might want to really go toe-to-toe because I'm going to put something into it for you if you want me to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. Tim and I are going to roll our chairs back off the mics. You can give us that countdown, 3, 2, 1. We'll do the live reads right now, and the dance floor, Bruce, is yours live on Sportsnet 590.
The
Fan.
Octagon is his.
The Octagon's his too.
Right.
But this dance floor is open. Okay, here
count
we go. Bruce Buffer, here we go.
3, 2, and 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from the Rogers Building in beautiful Toronto. Introducing first, fighting out of the red corner, a specialist in video games and gravy, fighting out of East New York, by way of this is awkward. Guys, I'm going to start this over.
But this is the pro in Bruce here.
I get the right where I get the Octagon.
Mississauga.
Mississauga, right?
Yeah, Mississauga. Mississauga.
Mississauga.
Yeah.
Sounds like a girl I used to go out with.
I was so excited.
Oh, right. I was like, goosebumps.
Here we go. Get ready. We'll make it more so.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from the Rogers Building in beautiful Toronto. Introducing first, fighting out of the red corner, a specialist in video games and gravy, fighting out of East York by way of Mississauga, representing Portugal Fight Club, Sid Ambrose 6-0. And fighting out of the bald corner, this man has a black belt in style with a professional record of 52 CIS games. Fighting out of Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, Uncle Chimney, Marquis Marcus.
Very good.
We will use that repeatedly. That is awesome.
That is fantastic.
I feel special. Now I know why guys are so jacked. And do you honestly, and like, guys feed off you in the ring. Do you realize that?
You know, I do, and it's really it's like the ultimate honor, because when I'm in that octagon and I'm announcing, I am so focused on the fighters. Even when I'm down in Brazil, like last weekend, and there's 20,000 screaming Portuguese speaking UFC fans, loving their sport, sounding like 80,000 fans and screaming, "It's time," with me when I'm doing "It's time."
Yeah.
I don't hear it. I hear it when I watch the video later when I'm home. But when I'm there, I'm so focused on the fighters, because I don't take my, if you watch me, I don't take my eyes off the fighters. I'm trying to look, and I know this might sound kind of, you know, like a little corny or whatever, but I'm really looking into their soul. I'm trying to get them as up for this fight as I possibly can. And it's just amazing. It's like standing in front of the gate at the Kentucky Derby, and the horses are in there, you know, blowing snot and spitting, and just can't wait to get out there on that track and run. I mean, these guys just can't wait to fight.
I think that, and honestly, I'm not blowing smoke up your rear end, but what it is, people can see that passion, and that's why they like you. You can see that you're not only a fan of the game, but you're into what's about to go down. You can pick up his autobiography, It's Time, My 360-Degree View of the UFC. Bruce Buffer joining us here on Tim and Sid. I'm sure Michael's got you some pretty good tickets to some boxing events, which means you've seen some real good fights, MMA and boxing, in your life. I'm going to ask you a question I'm sure you've probably heard before, but what's the best fight you've ever seen?
You know, I've done probably 3,000 or more UFC fights. I've seen all the great boxing fights for the last 20 years because I've been managing Michael's career since we first met each other. You know, we're long-lost half-brothers. I saw him on TV 25 years ago, and I thought to myself, who is this guy with this name Buffer? And long story cut short, and it's all detailed in the book, but I had my dad contact him because after a couple of years, people kept asking me, who is this guy? And it turned out to be my half-brother, who I never knew I had. I met him when I was basically about 30 years old, and he was in his early 40s.
What a great story.
And 4 years later, yeah, I sold two very successful companies, which I had, again, no passion for, and I had a dream of making him richer and more famous than he ever dreamed, and making toys and video games and trademarking that five-word famous phrase properly. And lo and behold, I told him I wanted to announce, and we agreed I wouldn't do boxing. And I said, that's okay. Let me get you to where I want to get you and get this trademark where I want to get it. Something will come along, and I'll develop an announcing career somewhere. And we all know what else happened after that. But I saw Tyson, Hearns, Hagler, Duran, all those great fights in the late 80s and early 90s. There was the water cooler conversation on a Monday at the office. I can't begin to tell you how many great fights I saw. And then when the UFC came on the scene, I started my first UFC. What I attended was UFC 6, when Tank Abbott and Oleg Taktarov fought in the main event. And you go back to those early days with, you know, Randy Couture and the Pedro Hizo Wars, to the Forrest Griffin-Stefan Bonner fight, which was monumental at the Ultimate Fighter 1, to Tito's first fight with Ken Shamrock, to Shogun Hula and Henderson, you know, just recently. And guys, every time I think I see the greatest fight I've ever seen in the octagon, part of the reason we're all such huge fans is that 2 months later, less or more, another great fight takes place, and we call that the greatest fight. It's just never-ending. That's why I had to write the book. I forgot more than I can remember. The book helped me remember stuff.
It's true. Bruce Buffer here on Tim and Sid. Bruce, before we let you go, is there a catchphrase you wanted to use and were encouraged not to, or are you working on something now? Do you plan on changing things up a bit in the ring or in the octagon? What are your thoughts on the future?
Well, the future basically is, you know, don't change something if it's working. You know, don't change the wheel that's turning. But the bottom line is, I'm not phrase driven. I never was. I did not go into this business to be like, you know, my brother, the great Michael Buffer, and, you know, think you got to have, let's get ready to do this, or let's do this, mm-hmm. or, you know, are you ready, which every, you know, so many announcers copy him, and I find that they're trying to copy my style now too, which is kind of like the height of compliment, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But I never wanted to be Frank Sinatra Jr. I just wanted to be Bruce Buffer. I just wanted to go out there, throw my passion on the floor, give 150% of my leg power, my energy, my physicality, and my lungs, everything, and just enhance that event. And its time grew organically. It was not a phrase that I created that I wanted to make commercial. And right now, it's taken off so strong. I've got products coming out. I've got, you know, video game things happening, and things you're going to hear about in the next year, which I can't talk about right now, beyond the app and the book that just came out. And its time is just really taking off, but it's happening in a very organic way, which in business is the best way.
Yeah,
that makes it more solid on its feet.
Yeah, bang on. And if you thought what he did for us was cool, which I did and I know Sid did, he mentioned the app. You can go get it at the Apple App Store for iPhone and iPad. Bruce Buffer, it's time. Really appreciate you taking the time. Wish we had more to talk about some of the other endeavors along the way, but maybe we'll do this again soon.
No, I'm happy to talk, but enjoy the book. It's got a little sex and violence in it. I even put a chapter in there to all the girls I loved before, which I had to condense a little bit. But it's a fun read, and I'm getting a lot of great reviews. My heart is really warmed by the reaction I'm
getting. Bruce, is the name of that chapter, the sex part, It's Time?
You know how many times I get asked if I voice that, you know, when that door closes? I'll never give it up, guys. I'll never give it up. I'm sorry.
Great stuff, Bruce. Listen, all the best. You got two fans here, and hopefully we can talk again soon. Thank you, man.
I appreciate it, gentlemen. Have a great day. Thank you.